Today is the 1st of January 2021, and I would like to wish all of you a happy and mindful new year for 2021. And I would also like to welcome Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhamma Kusala Thero to today's session. And I would also like to welcome all of you participating via Zoom and MixLR to this session on mindfulness for beginners in English. And as the first item in our agenda, I would like to hand over the session to Bhante for initiating the mindful practice during session. Over to you, Bhante.
Hello, everybody. So we are meeting in the new year, 2022, and it's good to start with a sitting session in a new year. So we will take a few minutes to do a mindful sitting session. For this, you have to adjust your seat and make sure that you are comfortable. When you are comfortable, you can close your eyes and be aware that you are sitting. We have comfort in our seating arrangement and we have our eyes closed. Just pay attention that you are sitting. Pay attention to the present moment and notice what you can feel. So all of us as a group, we are going to practice this. We have comfort in our seat and we have our eyes closed. We pay attention to the present moment. When we do that, we may notice various things. To start with, you may notice the sounds from your surrounding. You may notice various thoughts popping into your mind. And there may be some bodily sensations as well. The pressure on your back when you are sitting. You may notice. Sometimes breath may become prominent. Maybe at nostrils, maybe at the stomach, you will feel the movements of the breath. You can feel the clothes wrapped around your body. So our idea is to calmly sit for a while and be attentive. Be aware that we are sitting and we feel these things. Again and again, we bring our attention to the present moment. Your mind will start storytelling, planning, thinking about past, but you can become aware after a while. And with that awareness, you can bring your attention to the present moment. You may feel pain inside your body. Sometimes you may feel sleepy. Whatever comes, we just become aware and we try to be present. We try to be mindful. Again and again, we bring our attention to the sitting body and observe that we are sitting. Among all these things, you are calm and peaceful. You sit in comfort. So as a group, we will try to be with this comfort for a few more minutes. Okay, now you may open your eyes. So that's 10 minutes of practice. Sometimes even during these 10 minutes, you can notice the difference in your mind. What was the status when it started, when you started the practice, and maybe even after 10 minutes of practice, you can feel calm and peaceful. So that's the peace that we are running after. That's the peace that we want to achieve in our life. So even a little bit of practice will show that you can also be peaceful in your mind. So that is the practicing part. Next, I think Namantha, you can take over.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for the first, mindful sitting session for 2022. It was the first session on mindful sitting for me in this year. I think most of you would have had the same experience, probably. Now it is time for me to share the instructions on starting on mindfulness for anyone beginning to take part in this session today. Or for anyone else who wants to have a small refresher. So we have two videos, one on mindful walking and the other on mindful sitting. They are shown on the screen. I will put in the text onto the Zoom chat section so you can copy them into your files. So you can go through these two videos and get a basic understanding of what to do during a walking session and what has to be done, or more accurately, what has to be observed during a mindful sitting session. Then you can allocate a small time daily. When we say a small time, it depends on you. You can start with a few minutes and then gradually over one week or several weeks, you can increase the duration to up to maybe up to 1 hour. And one session of mindful walking should be done first, and then you should move on to a second session of mindful sitting for equal period of time when you start. And when you practice this for several days, you will gather some time on each practice, and then you can think of writing down your thoughts into a report. You can explain what you experienced during mindful walking. What was your primary object of focus? It could be the sole of your feet touching the ground. It could be then also you can describe what you felt, the body movement, the rhythm of your body moving through the walking session, your feet moving, and then you can also describe if you did get distracted by thoughts and whether your mindfulness returned to your physical form. Likewise, you can describe your observations in your own wording. Then you can go on to the mindful sitting session. Usual primary object is the breath moving in and out, or the body vibrations while you are sitting. You can describe how you felt these, and also whether there were any distractions or difficulties or any pains, bodily pains experienced during the session. You can let yourself observe these things, and then when you are writing the report, you can try to remember what you experienced and put it into the report in your own wording again. There's no need to follow anyone else's style or copy a style. You can use your own style of writing. Then you can submit it to this session through the Google form or the email shown here on the screen. And then we will present your reports to Bhante, for Bhante to understand your experience and your status on this practice. And then Bhante will advise on how to navigate further to advance and gather more mindful practice in your life. the more you do this cycle, practicing, reporting, and collecting advice and reusing that advice in your sessions, you will start experiencing quite a lot of benefits in normal day-to-day activities, where mindfulness will step in and help you to live a better life. So with that completed, I would now like to invite for the Q&A session so that we may go through the questions forwarded to us for today's session.
Thank you, Namanta. Bante Avasarai, wish you and all participants a very happy and healthy new year. I will start with the two reports that we have today. I will start with the first report. So the first report for today, sitting meditation. Watched breath initially, noting cool in-breath and warmer out-breath. Tried to observe breath breaking up, which it did, but felt body tilting to one side. Corrected position to an upright position. This happened several times and felt sleepy, but felt awake as kept correcting posture when it swayed mostly to the right, sometime to the left. Alarm went after an hour. Walking meditation. Had been doing walking meditation on and off during the day, during daily activities and in between for about 20 minutes to half an hour periods and sometimes shorter. After the sleepy sitting session, felt an urge to try more walking meditation as felt alert and awake. The walking was automatic, fast pace, watched the mind staying on feet during most of the time. Thoughts, sounds, pain, sensations such as cold, warmth, grit on floor not distracting. Walked for 45 minutes. Please could Bante kindly speak about the 11 ways of observing the breath and especially explain what is meant by superior, inferior and far, near. I think the past, present, future, internal, external, gross, subtle, I understand to an extent. Do we use these 11 methods in walking meditation too? And if so, how? May you and all the organizers and participants have a happy, healthy, and peaceful new year. End of the report.
Okay, now when we practice, we see these things, we notice various things. So it is dependent on your practice. You have to observe and see what are the things that are appearing. And with that experience, you have to discuss. You have to come with a report. And that's why we are writing weekly manner. We encourage you to write and present your report because our experience differ to each and every person. So it is important that you practice, you experience, and you come up with your report. And when we discuss others to benefits, sometimes they notice that they do have these things when they practice. So it is important that we discuss regularly and we talk about different ways of practice. So now in this report, let me start like this. Now, when something comes to your mind, you can experience it in three ways. You may experience it as pain, pleasure, or neutral. So these are the three ways that you will experience things that come to your mind. And when it comes to pleasurable things, we cling to them. Then when it comes to painful things, we want to get rid of them. So pleasurable things, you cling to them. Then the painful things, you want to get rid of. But there is another type, which is neutral. And when they come, ignorance is there. You don't notice. So when we experience neutral things, the ignorance is there. You don't notice those things. when you have a toothache, you notice. But when you don't have a toothache, you are not noticing. We can't hear anybody saying that there's no ache in my tooth. Nobody will say that, because only when there's pain or pleasure, you are noticing. The neutral feeling, you tend to ignore. So that is natural to your mind. But when you practice, even the breath or the steps that we observe, they are more like neutral. They don't give pain or pleasure to us. Instead, we observe these bodily sensations, which are more or less neutral. And when you do that, sleepiness is a very good sign. You feel sleepy. This sleepiness is telling us that you have ignorance towards these neutral things. And when you try to observe them, you feel sleepy. Sometimes you fall asleep for 5-10 minutes. And you think that this is not working. But that's not true. When we try to observe only, you feel this sleepiness. When you try to pay attention to the neutral feeling, you feel this sleepiness. So that's important to know. And you shouldn't think that it is not working. Instead, the proper advice would be to continue your sitting session till you feel fresh again, till the sleepiness vanishes. So that's the proper way to practice. So if you have 1 hour for your sitting practice, whether you feel sleepy or not, you can just continue for that time period and complete your sitting session. Because initially it comes as a sleepiness. The ignorance towards the neutral things are appearing. And when you observe again and again, your mind will be more welcoming to these neutral things. So sleepiness we can take as a good sign. When you practice, you feel sleepy, that's a good sign. So that's one point I want to add. Then you are asking about the 11 ways of noticing your primary object. So this is, of course, that's there, various ways you can notice, but you have to be aware that you can't go after these various ways of noticing. Instead, whatever appearing, you have to notice. Out of the 11 ways, sometimes one type will appear. So whatever appear, if you notice, if you observe, then you are covering. You are not missing out. If you try chase after various ways of observing, then that's not the proper way to practice. Instead, whatever the ways that are prominent, you can observe. And that's all you have to do. Sometimes it may come. 3-4 ways will come. 3-4 ways of observing breath will appear during one sitting session. So that's fine. You just do that. You don't think about the other remaining ways. If you do that, then you are not practicing correctly. So you have to make sure you observe whatever the ways that are prominent. So the breath may appear very close to you inside your body at times. So when it appears like that, you observe. Then sometimes you feel the breath is far away. When it appears, you observe. You are just face to face with whatever the way the object is appearing. You don't think about other ways. You are fully faced with the present moment, and in this moment, breath is nearby. Next moment, breath is far away. So when that form appears, you can just observe. Sometimes you feel that breath is pleasant to observe. sometimes it is unpleasant to observe the breath. So that's another two part that you're asking, right? It is appearing pleasant, sometimes unpleasant. Then nearby and far away. Inside your body, you feel the breath nearby. Then you feel it is far, far away. So these are just various ways that are appearing. So whatever the form that's appear, you can observe. That's all you have to do. You don't have to cover all the 11 ways. Just notice the current form. And when you do that, you are traveling through the shortest path and you are doing your practice properly. Otherwise, if you start thinking about other ways of breath, other forms, then you are mistaken. That is truly the suffering. You are not happy with the present form. Instead, you want to chase after the remaining 10. So that's how the suffering works. You don't want to accept the present moment. Instead, you just chase after various things. Try to imagine other things. So when you practice, we try to get rid of the suffering by paying attention to the present moment. Whatever that's prominent, we try to be aware. And that awareness, we are going to continue again and again when we do mindful sitting and walking. So I think that's my answer.
Thank you, Bhante. Second report for today, walking practice. Walk the path of about 20 steps on a tiled floor. Noted small sound as each foot was placed. On some steps, the heel of the foot slips lightly as it was placed and before weight shifted forwards to increase pressure on ball and toes of the foot. Noted a pulling sensation at the calf of my right foot as weight shifted on and off this side of my body. Sitting practice. Sat on cushion and placed attention on breath. Noting movement of air at the nostrils. At the end of the in-breath, noted sound of silence before our breath commenced. In-breath was noted as touch of air in both nostrils, but more prominent inside the right nostril. Out-breath was more noticeable as touch on the upper lip. Duration of each breath varied. Noted buildup of saliva in mouth and sensation of swallowing. Also noted tickling sensation in throat and rough passage or air in throat as I coughed. Thoughts arose from time to time. On one occasion, noted that the thoughts related to memory and noted the imperfections as in each cycle of thinking the memory was different. Attention returned to sound of silence and then the breath. Mindfulness in daily life. While getting dressed, noted touch of fabric on my body and sounds as I put my arms and legs into my clothes. Tried to keep attention on movement or arms and legs as I put on each item. Noting how shifts in weight led to different levels of pressure in feet and press of clothes against body. End of the report.
Okay, so let me start with the third part. When you do your day-to-day activities, you can just notice these things. And that way of practice, we are really appreciating, because otherwise you get confused with your practice. You think that you don't have time to do walking and sitting. We are encouraging walking and sitting, but you have to make sure that you are doing your day-to-day practice as well. Otherwise, you are doing certain things, then you are forgetting for some time. You practice mindfulness for a few minutes, then you practice unmindfulness for hours, days. Then again, few minutes, you practice mindfulness. Then again, few hours, few days, you practice unmindfulness. So that's not the way to do this. Instead, what you mentioned in your report, when you are getting dressed, you can just notice. Anyway, you are doing that, we are suggesting you to pay attention. When you pay attention, you can notice the fabric. You can notice their texture. You can notice how the thoughts are suggesting various garments for you to wear. Then you can notice how you notice the various colors, the sounds from the surrounding. Then the touch of the fabric, bodily movements. So you are just paying attention to that and you are just calmly doing your activity. Before getting dressed, you are peaceful. Even after doing the activity, you are peaceful. Let's imagine if you rush it. Maybe you are late for your office. So you rush. Few minutes, you try to get dressed. But your mind is agitated. Your mind is worried. Your mind is thinking. So before getting dressed, you are confused. Even after getting dressed, you are confused. So that confusion we practice often. We practice all the time. So our recommendation is that you just pay attention to the activity that you are doing. You may have to do it again and again because it is not easy sometimes. When you practice only, you will notice that although you suggest that, Bhante, it is not easy. Again and again, our mind gets lost. So that is natural to your mind. We are suggesting that you can little by little improve this quality in your mind. Then you put on garments. You pay attention to that. When you take a snack, you pay attention to that. When you talk to somebody, you can pay attention to that process that you are doing. That attention is very rare. Even when you talk to family members, you have one eye on your phone and other eye with the family member. You are listening. But are you listening? So that happens again and again. And you don't give attention to your closest family even. So that attention is precious. So there is this quote, greatest boss in the world. He asked me how I was doing. And actually stop to listen. The greatest boss in the entire world. Because he gave attention just for a few minutes, not for a long time, but that attention is precious. That attention is very rare. So try to give your attention to the activity that you are doing. When you're talking to somebody, try to give that attention to the talk that you are doing. When you are getting dressed, try to give attention to that. When you have your meals, try to give attention to that. When you drink something, try to give attention to that. And that very attention we are giving to each and every activity that we are doing. When we do that, we notice that we do it successfully. As well as our mind is calm. Our mind is peaceful. And you are mentioning the sound of silence. And we are happy to hear that word. When you notice, when you start to notice the sound of silence, it is everywhere. Even in a very crowded environment, you can find the silence. Among vehicles, among traffic, you can find the silence. When people come and shout at you, you can find the silence in between. In between the harmful, hurtful words, you can find the silence. And your mind will be peaceful. And the person shouting might start wondering, what is up with this person? I'm saying these bad words, but his reactions are not according to that. I can't see anger. I can't see worry Instead, this person is peaceful. So when you start noticing the silence, it is everywhere. When you notice the gap between two breaths, you can find it everywhere. When you notice the gap between two thoughts, you can find it everywhere. When you notice the gap between two sounds, you can find it everywhere. That gap has no limit. It is unlimited and it is so peaceful. But you have to become friendly with it. You can't go chase after it. Instead, you have to, you know, little by little, become friendly with it. So that is the practice. So we appreciate your report. You are suggesting various ways to the audience as well. Continue to report us and continue your practice.
Thank you, Bhante. And thank you to all the participants who sent the reports to us and to Bhante. We encourage all the others also to continue to send the reports in future, because they can be very useful to all of us. And now it's an opportunity to ask Bhante any questions you may have. So if you have any questions, please raise your Zoom hand, unmute yourself, and you can and go ahead and ask the question. Any questions? Bhante, it appears like there aren't any questions, maybe because it's the beginning of the year.
We can take it as a good sign, right? No questions.
Yes.
Fresh start. Yes.
Yes. So Bhante, then I'll hand it back to Naumantha. Thank you, Bhante, for your valuable advice and guidance. Avasarai. Naumantha, over to you.
Thank you very much, Vishani, for conducting the first ever Q&A session of 2022. And it went easy on you because no one raised their Zoom hands. Bhante, much respect and thanks to you for the insightful guidance on those questions. Now, I would like to invite Bhante to progress to the next event in our session, which is to proceed with the talk on mindfulness for today. Over to Bhante. Thank you very much.
Dear friends, today it's a new year. So I want to start wishing you a happy new year. You may be happy and healthy in your both mind and body. So with that wish, we will try and see how we can really make this new year a happy and a healthy one. So I thought of starting with a word from the last report. In that, there was this word, imperfections. You noticed the imperfections in the present moment. You noticed the imperfections in the thoughts that are appearing. So that is purely the practice talking. That is purely the experience talking. So when we notice these imperfections, it is telling us the real nature of our life. The true shape of the reality it is telling us. Now, without practice, somebody may say, every thought is appearing again and again. It is same all the time. This thought is appearing. The past memories are appearing. Breath is appearing. They are complaining that I can't get rid of these thoughts. They are complaining I can't get rid of these feelings. But due to ignorance, they don't notice the imperfections in these thoughts. The imperfections in these feelings, they don't notice. The changing nature, they don't notice. Due to ignorance, they don't notice. But when you pay attention, you can see every breath is different. It is like a fingerprint. It is identical to each and every person in this world. So breath is similar. There are no two similar breaths. You think the same sound is appearing again and again? No, there are no two similar sounds. You think the same thoughts are appearing again and again? No similar thoughts. Every time it is unique. Every time it is different. But with ignorance, we say, same thought is appearing again and again. Same feeling is appearing again and again. That is ignorance talking. So this is mindfulness that we are practicing. We are practicing awareness. When you become aware, you notice your breath. When you become aware, you notice your steps. When you become aware, you notice how you function in your day-to-day life. So initially, it is not that easy. Initially, it is difficult. You can't even keep your attention for 2-3 breaths. You can't even keep your attention for a few steps. But when you do it again and again, when you do it, develop your energy towards that, when you support this quality in your mind, this faculty of awareness, when you support, you can notice now I can observe few breaths. Now I can observe few steps. Now I can take few bites with mindfulness when I have my meals. So that faculty of awareness, we are encouraging again and again, just to see the imperfections in this world. Other people try to make this world a perfect place. Other people try to correct the world. But the practitioner, they try to correct themselves. So there's this quote from Rumi, I guess. He's saying, yesterday, I was smart. So I wanted to change the world. Today, I am wise. So I am changing myself. So yesterday, you wanted to change your family, change your society, change your workplace. But today, you are changing according to the society. You are changing according to your family members. You are changing according to the situations in your workplace. Why? Because you notice these imperfections. We are living in an imperfect world. If you try to achieve perfection in this world, then you will have trouble. Maybe you will go crazy, or you may start killing people, because that's not possible. You fight this overwhelming universe and definitely you are failing. But when you pay attention, when you notice the reality again and again, you see these imperfections. We are living in this imperfect world. Try to accept that. Try to accept that change. Try to accept that nature. This world is tilted 23.4 degrees. In that tilted world, we can't find perfection. Instead, we try to accept that this world is tilted. We try to accept that this world is imperfect. When you accept more and more, you become more and more peaceful. You make peace with it. You won't fight these things. Instead, you use your energy properly. You channel your energy properly. Now, a few weeks back, there was this person. He came and he wanted to practice. The reason he mentioned that I get these lustful thoughts. I'm this much overloaded with my work life. I have so many responsibilities, and this is my problem. I get these lustful thoughts. So this is ignorance talking. So he was new to the practice. So I told him that just practice mindfulness for a few breaths. Just practice mindfulness for a few steps. And that is a good starting point. If you try to get rid of lust, then that's a difficult one. So he was practicing for a few days. Then maybe after a week, he came and he said, without my invitation, these thoughts are appearing. Without telling me, they go away. They come without invitation. Without informing me, they go away. So that is how these thoughts are. The same person talking after 1 week of practice. Then I asked him, so what's about your original question? Then he said, yes, Bhante, that's right. The lust is also another thought. It is coming without my invitation. Without informing, it is going. So when you see this nature, you stop fighting lust. Instead, you try to accept that these things are natural to your mind. Lust is natural to your mind. Anger is natural to your mind. As long as you have a human mind, these things will appear. The change is that when you see this nature, you stop fighting them. You stop denying them. Instead, you accept. This moment, you are lustful. Maybe next moment, you are angry. When you see that nature, you don't come to conclusions. This moment, I am lustful. Next moment, I am angry. Who am I? That's a real good question to ask. Again and again, you're asking, who am I? I am peaceful. I'm agitated. I'm worried. I enjoy things. I hate things. I have compassion in my mind. I have anger in my mind. I am blissful. I'm stressful. So various faces are appearing. More you notice, more distance you have from your changing mind, for your imperfect mind. And when you do that, when you create that distance from your mind, every situation, every thought, every moment, it's a meditation for you. It's a new experience for you. Because every moment is afresh. Every thought is different. When you notice the changing nature in these things, again and again, you try to pay attention and try to come to terms with these changing thoughts. Again and again, you bring your attention to the present moment. You stop your wandering mind and again pay attention. More you pay attention, more you notice the imperfections in this world. So sometimes with mindfulness, you can do certain tasks more accurately. Even children, when they tell their experience, they say, I did this task with mindfulness. I could do it perfectly. When I hear such words, I'm suggesting them, don't do it in a perfect manner. Of course, with mindfulness, you can do it almost perfect, but don't do. Instead, keep some space for imperfections. That is the real world that we are dealing. If you try to fight it, then it is no good for your life. So if you accept this nature in this new world, in this modern world, you will become more and more blissful. If you try to fight it, there are so many battles that you can fight. You can fight certain battles on internet. You can fight certain battles at your workplace. You can fight certain battles at your home. It is never ending. Because so many things, so many information we get every day, it is too much. And everything, if you start thinking, if you start fighting, then your life will be a huge mess. Instead, when you pay attention, when you notice these imperfections in the process that are happening, you just keep your distance from it. More you practice, more the distance would be. Because that's the true nature of this world. Sometimes people come and blame you. If you keep quiet, maybe next day they will come and tell you, I'm sorry, I was mistaken. Sometimes plans come into your mind. I should do this, I should do this today. Those plans will suggest. But if you just keep quiet for a while, if you just keep them on the waiting list for a while, the next day you won't even remember what was the plan. So more and more you start to let go of these things. More and more you will forget these things. You won't go after each and every word that people are saying. Instead, you will be more forgiving and you will continue your day-to-day life. You will channel your energy in proper ways, in efficient ways. And when you do that, your potential is limitless. Because now you are known, now you have the awareness about the ways of the world. It is always changing. It is always imperfect. You can find these imperfections everywhere. When you get married, you thought your partner is perfect. But with time, you came to this surprising realization that they too are imperfect. Instead of fighting these things, maybe one day with repetitive practice, you can accept. when your children came to this world, they were so tiny and beautiful, you thought that they are perfect. But with time, when they grow up, you notice they too are imperfect. When you find your dream job, you thought that it was perfect. But with time, you realize they too have some flaws. So if you do that, then you won't worry in your mind so much. Instead, you will accept certain things. You will accept that your spouse is imperfect. You may accept your children are imperfect. You may accept that your workplace is imperfect. When you do that, you won't waste so much energy fighting them. Instead, you find ways to live, find ways to cope with these imperfections. Try to accept them for who they are. Try to accept yourself for who you are. That's also important. When you practice, you start with yourself. First, you have to accept yourself for who you are. Don't try to deny that. Maybe you have anger in your mind. So what's the problem? You know. Maybe I have greed in my mind. So what's the issue? I know. Maybe I have lustful thoughts all the time. So what's the issue? I am aware about these thoughts. When you do that, you first accept that you are imperfect. You accept yourself for the person who you are. When you accept yourself, you can start accepting other people for the people who they are. You won't try to make everything perfect. Instead, you will find ways to live with it. You will find ways to cope with it. When worries come into your mind, when you face problems in your day-to-day life, maybe this year will also contain some problems. So when you face them, there won't be so much rush to get rid of them. Instead, you will find ways to live with the problem. Instead, you will find ways to live with the worries that come to your mind. And as soon as when you accept that problem, when you accept that worry, it is no longer a problem. It is no longer a worry. When anger comes, there won't be so much rush to get rid of it. Instead, you will find ways to cope with it. Instead, you will find ways to live with it. When lust comes, there won't be so much rush to get rid of it. Instead, you will find ways to live with it. Maybe you can do some experiment with the lust. When lustful thoughts appear, you can put anger into your mind and see which one is stronger. It is like the fight between Delta and Omicron. That fight is happening in Europe, as far as I know. So people are watching who is winning. So you can also do such experiments. When anger appears, you take a lustful thought, you take a lustful memory, and try and see which one is winning. When lust appears, you take something else and try and see which one is winning. So these are the ways to live with these feelings and thoughts. These are the ways to live with these imperfections. we may have to live with COVID for many years. We may have to live with these economic situations for many years. So that acceptance should be there. More and more you practice, your mind is noticing this changing nature. Your mind is noticing these imperfections in this world. More you notice, your mind will keep a distance from the process that is happening. That distance is a very valuable distance. Higher the distance, less you are affected due to these situations. So as mindfulness, we are practicing that distance. Again and again, your mind will jump and grab these things. Again and again, you keep a distance. That distance that we keep due to COVID. Similar to that, we keep distance from our thoughts. We practice distance from our emotions. Of course, there is a tendency to go and jump and hug them, kiss them. That's the tendency. But again and again, we practice this distance. Again and again, we try to maintain that distance in our mind. From thoughts, from feelings, we try to maintain that distance. And when you maintain that distance, you are not so much worried from the worries. You are not so much sad due to angry words. The problems don't hurt you so much due to the distance. So that distance we are practicing in our mind again and again. With that distance, we observe what is happening. Thoughts are arising every time. It is different. You notice the imperfections in these thoughts. Feelings are arising every time. It's a different feeling. I can feel the steps. Every step is different. I can feel the breath. Every breath is different. This world is always refreshing. Every moment, every breath, every heartbeat is a fresh one. So we try to plug into that refreshing nature. And when you do that, your life is also fresh. Every moment you are facing as a new moment. Every word you are telling as a new word. Every goodbye you will say as the very first goodbye. So I invite all of you to practice this and try this again and again in this new year. And if you do that, you will really make it a happy and peaceful new year. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for that talk on mindfulness. And it is a fresh and different year based on Omicron and Delta and all those fights. I think we will have a completely different year to anything we have seen before. So this kind of mindfulness will really help us to come to grasp with now what is happening around us and what is happening within us. So I think all of us are quite lucky to understand that what we learn here will be used in practice, will be used in protecting us throughout our life, especially this year, which we all predict to be quite a different kind of year from what we saw last two or three years. So I would like to thank Venerable Bhante for participating in this session, taking the time out of Bhante's valuable schedule with the kindness towards us to distribute such worthy knowledge so that we can directly start applying it on, especially on mindful sessions and on mindfulness during daily activities. That is the purpose of this program, to uplift your mindfulness all around. With that, I would also like to thank Most Honorable Bhante Udire Gumadhamajeeva Mahatheru for instructing us to initiate this program and supporting with kindness. And I would also like to thank all the organizers for their efforts in sustaining this program, for initiating this program at the beginning. And I would also like to thank all those who have joined today through Zoom to start a fresh year on a fresh day with the session participated in mindful activity to increase mindfulness throughout. So I wish for all of you to have a happy new year, and also especially to develop more and more into the benefits of into reaping the benefits of mindfulness, where you will understand how important this is. The more you develop this practice, the more you will come to conviction that this is quite an important thing that you have commenced. With that, I would like to request for any of you to offer any comment or suggestion to us by raising the Zoom hand. I will give about 30 seconds to see if anyone is going to volunteer for any feedback today. All right, with I think there's no one going to raise their hand on any feedback. So I would quickly make three important announcements. Firstly, I will share my screen. I think you might think that there's a website on Nithirigal Nisaramani. There is quite a lot of information contained here. For anyone who's seeking more avenues to develop their mindfulness, besides the sessions we are having, you can go onto this website and browse through each of the links and sections and gain more familiarity with the content and start exploring. That is the main website to provide you with the right information. Then we have the Satipatthasala Foundation, an initiative from Nisaramane Forest Monastery, which is aiding people from all walks of life, students to people of age, to actively start up on programs and sessions, activities of different variety to commence and sustain a mindful track through their life. So you can go to this website, www.satipatthasala.org, and go through the information contained here. And then I would stop sharing the screen. So the third announcement is that since you do understand the benefits of mindfulness, I would like to invite heartily for all of you to promote knowledge of this session and the importance to anyone who might be interested in a session on mindfulness or in a program on mindfulness. There will be some people who might be genuinely inquisitive and who might be able to sustain some learning from this. So I would like to that make that as a third announcement. Then with that, the session for today is over. So we are starting, as we mentioned and Bhante also mentioned, we are commencing a new year with 2022. And I believe that you will have quite a lot of confidence in starting this year, knowing that you are involved in an activity that is going to help you by being more attentive, more aware to what is happening within you and outside of you. With that, I would like to let you commence the year. And I would end the session for today. I wish all of you to develop more and more strength in mindfulness and have a happy, prosperous, and mindful New Year ahead. Thank you very much for participating today, and see you next week for a second session.